Good frosty afternoon, kind sir. Now, we're in St. Helens Square and it's just been a very peculiar flash mob happening. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
The idea was that we're going to get everyone into a circle to do a great big pass the parcel in the middle of York, really. It was this particular flash mob. We've had a few, some big, some small. This one was perhaps the first one where other people could just join in straight away. You know, so we were just catching people on the Christmas shopping. Over time, we could see during this particular event that the group was getting bigger and bigger. It started off at about, you know, just making a line around the Christmas tree here, and then slowly it just spread out, and it was a fantastic event this time round.
So where did the idea come from?
The idea came from, we wanted something that was quite festive, you know, before the end of the year, so we're thinking what we get from Christmas, you know. Obviously, can't do really like a nativity scene, that would look a bit random, and we thought pass the parcel would be a great idea. The thing about York Flash Mob is sort of doing the sorts of things that you wouldn't necessarily do when you're 23, you know what I mean? You know, it's nice to just like feel like a kid again, and that's what we're trying to do. So bringing back a classic kids party game and just seeing how it goes from there, really.
And you've picked a very busy weekend in York. It's the Festival of Angels Festival. Two festivals there, but the same one.
Yeah.
Have you done that consciously, or have you worked with the council to help contribute to that sort of festival?
To be honest, we didn't actually work with the festival on this. I think we tried to coincide it, perhaps just by like sort of coincidence, really, more than it was anything linked to the festival itself. Although I do fancy checking out that the ice sculptures and that, so I'll probably do that shortly, yeah.
So how do you think Flash Mob can contribute to events like this, adding to, you know, extra value with people joining on different level?
It depends, really, because we've had some very successful Flash Mob events, such as the Great Big Pillow Fight in the Museum Gardens. Yeah, other ones, like a Great Big Football Match I tried to organise, just didn't quite go down as well. So it's just trying to pick the events that are going to be ones that people want to take part in. And also there's an element to the organisation where you've got to make people believe this is going to happen and not just a great big... just standing people up, that sort of thing. Make sure that people know it's genuine, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Can I just plug my blog? TheCoolestLoser.co.uk. Thank you very much.
And what do you talk about on your blog very quickly?
Stuff like this, really. Anything random that I do. So I'll go on a random audition or I'll go on travelling somewhere. So I write about all that kind of stuff. And I'll put a link to your site on there as well.
Okay, what's your name again, sorry?
My name's Sam Brown.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you very